Narrative frameworks. 69. Inside, outside. Are these real categories? From a dualistic point of view, yes. We have our inner life and our outer life. We have our inner spirit and our outer body. Not that those have to be mutually exclusive, because we can get a sense of spirit through the body, and the body is animated by spirit. And from a non-dualistic point of view, the body is a crystallization, a manifestation, a dense coming to time-space point of spirit, and spirit is like the invisible body. So inside, outside, are these real categories? From a dualistic point of view, yes. But as I was kind of coming to just there, from a non-dualistic point of view, no. It's all you. It's all you. It's all one consciousness. And you might say it's all one consciousness, but it's not me. Well, it's just, where is it then? If it's all one consciousness, it has to be you. There's nothing outside of it. How can you be outside of all that is? So from the light to the dense, we can break light and dense into a dualistic, we can split it dualistically, there's the light and the dense. But from the light to the dense, there is just one consciousness. You see, so we have a dualistic way of representing things where we create a split, and we have a non-dualistic way of seeing where we don't create the split. We see that there's just one flow from one to separate. Yeah, you can see the one as the non-dual and the separate as the dual, but that split in itself is a dualistic split. So from the one to the separate, there is just one life. We move from the one to the separate, and hopefully back again, so long as we don't go too far out and detach ourselves from the flow of oneness to separation and separation back to oneness. If we get too lost in separation, we obscure our own oneness from ourselves. So it depends how your mind is configured. I mean, when you speak, where do your words go? Maybe they go to another. They meet another being. That other being receives them. From your being to that other being. Dualistically, two beings. Non-dualistically, this is just being to being. This is life to life. Your actions, the same. Your actions affect another. Or others. And others' actions affect you, where you is a limited sense of body-mind-self, or a body-mind sense of self-limitation. I mean, we can be fully ourselves. We can be as fully ourselves as we can within this limitation. Limitation does not mean bad. Limitation is just stating that there are bounds on something. So we do create bounds. There are bounds on boundlessness. As ridiculous as it sounds, we believe in the bounds. So the absolute is the only truth. Oneness is the only truth. And all our other beliefs are based on, or understandings are based on, a binding of a particular notion, thought, or word, or action. And those bindings can be kind of communicated or shared or shifted about within a relative experiential world. Just like physical objects can be shifted about, we can move our rubbish away from ourselves. We can throw our rubbish away, and away is another place. But where is that? Yeah, it's another place. It's somewhere else. It's outside of our limited sense of self. But when you see with eyes of less binding, when you see with eyes of greater boundlessness, you know that that rubbish is going somewhere. Not only do you know that that rubbish is going somewhere else, you know that you put that rubbish into yourself. Everything you do to yourself, because if there is only one, how can there be somewhere else? And of course, as long as your consciousness is locked and limited to a sense of individual self, of course there's somewhere else. There's always going to be somewhere else. But as your consciousness returns to oneness, this spiritual consciousness is reflected in world events, and you see that the world is, the universe is one, and another part of the universe is just another part of yourself. Another part of the world is just another part of yourself. It's all different aspects of consciousness. And we can say, I am me and you are you. And this is true, dualistically. I'm not undermining that. But non-dualistically, it's all life. My life, your life, these are different lives dualistically. Non-dualistically, it's one life. And so it's not like one is true and one's not true. Both these are true on their own terms. The non-duality is true on its own terms. The duality is true on its own terms. So what terms are you seeing with? Once you've integrated all aspects of self, you realize you are the whole, nothing outside. And so you feel more, perhaps, it all. You feel it all. Or at least you have an awareness of it all. Or none at all. At ease in yourself, child of the great mystery of the universe. At ease in the totality of love. Outside, inside, whole.